You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squidbilly, Bo Morgan here. The Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, live from Flowery Branch. Hanging out here at Atlanta Falcons training camp and pleased to be joined by Mr. Rook Arororo. And I've said your name a number of times now, dating all the way back to the draft, so settling in that way. First of all, let's talk about the weather, and we'll get into some more off-the-field stuff and have some fun. But second day of rain, you guys worked outside yesterday. Got a ton of work indoors today. What's it feel like coming in there in the indoor and having a little bit of air conditioning, but still getting after it pretty good?
Yeah, it feels good, you know, getting a little bit of air conditioning. You know, the field isn't as big, so you ain't running all over the place. But me, preferably, I'd rather be outside. I like that grass. That grass is better on your joints to me. So I can't wait till we get back out there in that heat, man.
Rook. Second year in the league, but first year in this defense with Ulbrich, there are some changes, but it's somewhat of a similar style of defense as far as how the whole point is to attack and get up the field from the line as you played at Clemson.
Yeah, it's pretty much similar. You know, just be aggressive up front, linebackers flow off of, and we just all play off each other. We feed off each other, and we're just trying to make plays in the backfield.
That being said about it, do you feel like it kind of fits your style of play, where you're at as a defensive lineman, more than you maybe did last year?
I would say I definitely prefer this a little more just because, you know, you could use your athleticism. You don't have to think as much. You just get upfield and you play your box as they come.
We are joined by Rook Arororo live from Falcons training camp out in Flowery Branch on the Morning Shift. What is your experience here at training camp this year versus your rookie year?
I would say this year it's not new. You know, when stuff is new, it could kind of be, I wouldn't say overwhelming, but you've never done it before, so just the unknown. But now it's not unknown. I know the coaches. I'm familiar with the way practice goes. And just knowing that I've done it before and just to go out there and do it again now, this time at a higher level, it's just even much more better, especially that I'm not a rookie no more. So,
well, let's talk about that defense line room a little bit. Obviously, the departure of Grady Jarrett, Eddie Goldman, you step into a little bit more of a veteran role. Talk to us about the personalities in that room, because from the outside, you know, looking at the fact that they obviously trust in Brandon Dorlus, Braylon Trice, some of the second-year guys, did not replace some of the departures. And so they obviously expect you guys to step into that. But talk to us about the leadership, yourself, David Onyemata, some of those other guys.
Definitely, yeah. We got some really good vets in the room. Street, he's on year 8. You got Fox and O, they're on year 10. So just having guys that's been playing at a high level, it's hard to stay in this league for a long time. And those guys have been there for a long time. And so with a lot of young guys in the room, it's a great mix because you can learn so much from them. Like, we're always asking questions to them, and they have the answer to every single question because they've seen every block, they've played every block, and they've played a ton of snaps. So why not get all that knowledge from them?
Yeah, and I wondered that too with Morgan Fox coming over. It seems like he's played a little bit of head up five, you know, the four eye, B gap. You are kind of modeled that way where you can do a little bit of everything up and down the line of scrimmage. What do you prefer to do? Do you prefer to be out over the offensive tackle? You like getting in any of that A-gap work against the big fellas inside? Where do you prefer to be at?
Me, I'll play anywhere, honestly. Just as long as my hand in the dirt and I'm going out there to play football, you can put me from the 0 to a 9 and I'll play it.
I love it.
Yes, sir.
I love
it.
Now, Rook, one of us in this room is the enemy for you because this guy played offensive line here and then in Alabama. So when you're moving all over the line, and really especially when you go against the other ones, is there a guy that maybe you either want to go against because it'll sharpen, or you kind of like going against, or don't want to go against?
I like going against all the guys, especially in the interior. You know, we got Chris Lindstrom, we got Bergeron, and they're two different players. So you get work different ways and different sides. You know, one has a bigger body, and not, to me, one's more fast. And so just getting that work and mixing it in from both great guys, you know, it's really good for me and my development.
Joined here by Ruka Roro on the morning shift. All right, Nate Oley comes to town. This is a guy that's been across the league. He's done some pretty good things. How's your time been so far working with him? Because he's gotten some guys up to speed in this league.
Yeah, nah, it's definitely been fun, man. He's bringing a lot of energy. He's the same every day. He's consistent, and we feed off of that energy. We go out there, and we play hard, and he coaches hard, and he demands a lot from us, and that's great. As a competitor, you want a lot to be demanded from you because it brings so much more stuff out of you that you didn't even know you had. So it's been really good working with him.
And since we're at training camp, we got to know, who are you rooming with?
Shoot, it's me, Trice, Brandon, and Simeon.
Yeah. All right, who is controlling the aux? Who brought a console? What's the vibe in there?
If I'm being honest, I don't even hear none of them. Like, sometimes I come home, everybody's door closed, and like, it doesn't even feel like anybody's home, if I'm being honest. We leave at different times. I wake up and nobody's there, but I always see them at work. So, yeah.
I love it.
That seems like a pretty good group. All right, we'll finish up with this. Ruka Roro, defensive lineman for the Atlanta Falcons. Let's talk about the vibes out at practice. Now, a lot has been made about James Pierce and the fights and the chaos that comes with that. Now, when you see a rookie like a James Pierce start to square up with another guy, all right, do you run in blindly as like, oh, that's a defense, like I gotta have his back? Or do you run in there and you're like, yo, Rook, calm down. That's a good dude. Matthew Bergeron's a good dude. Like, how do you kind of balance that as you fly in to try to help separate things?
Me personally, I just run in there, one, because I just want to see the vibes. You know, if it's a one-on-one, let it be that. If more people jump in, I'm going to be right there with my boys. But honestly, man, when you're in the trenches, it gets physical, man. You know how it goes. Yeah. You're in the trenches, it gets physical. Sparks fly. And sometimes you got to duke it out a little bit and shake hands at the end of the day and be best friends right in the locker room again. So it's all fun and games. It's all good, man. And I'm really excited.
Yeah, that was Ruka Roro joining us on the morning shift. And this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. What was surprising to me about your question, Mike, and asking about the fights, and you said, oh, I just run in there. You know what's scary about that? He did it with the biggest smile on his face. Like, dimples out.
Well, and I will say,
I just run in there.
One of my biggest takeaways was he answered everything with a smile.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, he had such an infectious smile. And good vibes. We talked about the vibes on the fights. He had good vibes just walking in that room and having a chance to chat with us yesterday.
That was really a cool, fulfilling interview for me. And the reason I understand being critical of draft picks and what you think guys can be in the league and everything. But I felt that he was, by some in the media and the fan base, treated unfairly. And it almost felt like it was personal against him, because they just didn't watch him play in college, right? And he's a guy I've pulled for. Like, I asked this question, and the microphone had an issue. It was my fault. I went over it.
Is that what you figured out?
When I grabbed it, because Mike got his full question, and when I grabbed it, but I asked him about that first game he played against Tampa last year. He knew exactly where I was going, and his face, speaking of lit up then when I said about that, you know, you got in and made a play immediately, And so I think he's the guy that could be really good in this defense for what they want to do, and that's Ulbrich. But I genuinely pull for that guy a lot. Obviously, he's a Falcons, so I already do, but I mean just on a personal level. And he makes it easy because he's a very nice guy. Like, he's very, you know, he's just fun. I mean, just really fun to be around.
Yeah.
And
Positive attitude. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was, yeah.
How cool is that, though? Yeah. That's what you want in certain guys. Like, all these guys are different, but he runs in there. He can still have that edge, but kind of be loose, too, right? Leonard Floyd's that way.
Right. Well, let me ask you, Mike, because, you know, you've gone through these tough practices, this training camp schedule. When you have to do media afterwards, How difficult is it to be poised and composed like Rook was with us yesterday with a big smile on your face through all of it? I mean, you've just kind of put your body through some damage.
Yeah, well, and let me just say this. After the 2.5 hours we saw them in the indoor yesterday, I would be happy that that was over as well. I mean, he immediately walked off the field and walked right into that interview. And it's tough, and I think that we've all seen – we all understand kind of behind the scenes of, man, they're going to do 10 minutes with us. Mm-hmm. They're going to go, you know, 10, 15 behind a podium. You might have CBS or NFL Network or Bleacher Report, who was out here yesterday. They might have to go sit with those guys as well. It's just these guys, Michael Penix, it's Drake London, Bijan Robinsons, are being pulled in a million different directions after practice. And they're absolutely exhausted. And there's a lot to be said about how guys like Rook can come in here and handle themselves on any given day and have a smile on their face and answer your questions to the best of their ability. So,
well,
I just – every time – and we haven't had letdown interviews this year, but there have been some in the past where you're like, okay, this guy doesn't feel like talking, and I understand it. But every time that they are willing to talk with a smile on their face, it does. It makes you root for those guys like Rook Arororo that much more because he just – you could feel the vibes coming off of him.
And sometimes they get asked very stupid questions. I mean, we overheard an interview. I'm not going to say who was being interviewed, and I don't know who was doing the interview, but I could hear the questions, and they were awful. I was just like,
lead-in questions. You guys are expecting big things offensively this year, right?
I was like, why are you?
It was just worse.
It was worse than that. I'm just like, that's not the guy. Why are you asking this person about that? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even that person wasn't a member of our media corps. That was something that was done over a phone or something. But it's just weird. I don't know. They get some weird things asked of them.
We've talked a number of times about when I scored a touchdown in 2012, and it was the only pass I ever caught. 1 week or 2 weeks before that, Joe Holly got targeted on a pass. He was playing like a fullback position, and he dropped it, like hit off his chest, and he dropped it, and he, you know, was really upset about it. And a media member comes in the locker room. I can't even remember who it was. I'd be able to point to their face if I saw them. But a media member comes in the locker room. The cameras come on. They want to ask me. Basically trying to stir up a controversy of, like, is it me? Is it you versus him? Did you brag to him? Did you get in his face and say, ha-ha, I caught a ball and you didn't? I was like, look, man, I don't know what you're trying to do here, but you're barking up the wrong tree. Like that. I know that you and I have not spent that much time talking to one another, but you're going to want to take that question to another place in the locker room. That's not exactly how offensive linemen who have caught passes do not exactly talk trash to one another. It's like, dude, that's the dumbest question I ever heard. That interview is flying out around there somewhere on the webs, and you can just see my face like, say that again? I have no idea what you're talking about right now. So.
Well, we definitely try not to have those kinds of questions when we are lucky enough to get these players. Who are we talking to today?
Braylon Trice.
Okay.
Braylon Trice. That'll be a fun interview. And I am curious to kind of get his thoughts coming off the rehab and things like that and how he feels like he fits into this defense.
All right. We will have that for you tomorrow. Same time, same station, 7 a.m.
Same place.
Yes. Coming up next, ESPN is acquiring the NFL Network and the rights to Red Zone. We'll talk about it when we go in the huddle. That is next with the morning shift live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, it is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift, and we are live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack, still not wearing a raincoat. I'm not jinxing anything. Mike Johnson is here.
I actually see the sun. It's crazy.
Well, I see where the sun could be. I don't see it.
Okay,
I didn't know
we were going to get technical here.
But I'm just saying it's not out yet. You can just see where it might be rising from, as because there's a little bit of light gleaming. But it's, you know, it's only going to be like 72 by the end of practice today.
I'm sure you know, but that is Bo Morgan giving us the weather report right now and where the sun could be or not be at this moment in time.
Look, I do a lot of things, Allie. I give you weather. I talk about sports to you. I win races. That's just what I do. Yeah.
So it's funny you say that, because we're going to go in the huddle in a moment. But a few minutes ago, Maria was kind enough to golf cart us up to get some coffee, mm-hmm. get a little snack. We're on the way up there to the restroom. And Mike, you stayed back. Make sure everything goes smoothly at the tent.
Yeah, I hold the fort down.
As soon as we hop in the golf cart, you know what Bo says?
Won a race last night.
Did Mike tell you what happened last night?
And what did you say?
I said, I'm surprised this hasn't come up on the show yet.
But I did tell you what happened last night.
You did.
It was one of the first things we
What happened last night?
You won a race, yeah.
I just won. Come on, I was dominant last night.
Look at that smile.
See, here's
got.
The thing. I want to bring it up, but I know that he'll talk about it for 5 minutes. So I'm like really, really careful. I'm like, I don't, you know.
No, I tell you what, if you can describe what happened perfectly, and I won't add anything to it.
No, I'm not. Go
All
ahead.
Right, fine. I'll do it.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, it was fun, Allie. I was not. Mike won the pole, I think.
Yeah, I did. Did have a fast car.
A little surprising, but he wasn't very good on the start, so I had to go by him. I was dominating the early part of the race, and I had gotten with lap traffic and put myself a lap down, and had to race my way back, and then race my way through the field, and I think I lapped what, almost half the field by the end of the race. It's pretty dominant. Well, Mike had a – you were okay, weren't you?
I did barrel rolls down the front stretch.
Mike got wrecked. Yeah. All right, it wasn't – I'm not gonna jump on him. He got wrecked, and I hear some words that I can't say per the FCC because, you know
– They won't let me be.
Me? Exactly. But I go –
Flying through the air. I go, down. Yeah. Help me, Oprah.
And he goes, ah – Well, race is over me. I'm like, well, come on, Mike. I just got my lap back. He's like, I'm being towed.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
I'm on my roof.
Because we were at Iowa where they were Sunday. And it's a eighth of a mile. Not eighth of a mile, but it's 0.8. So it's just under a mile. So it's a short track, basically.
You guys have points for the season, correct?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Who's in the lead at this point?
Oh, I'm sure he's smoking me at this point.
I'm in between him and I.
Yes.
Me. But I'm not in the lead in the league.
Okay.
I'm in second place, I believe.
Okay.
With the second most wins on the season.
Well, congratulations to you, Bo. It was basically the first thing Mike said to me this morning was that you won last night.
I said Bo's probably going to be in a good mood.
Yep.
I was like, it'll be a good. I said the good thing is Bo's going to be in a good mood. He won last night.
To put a bow on this, pun intended, this was a more fun race for me to win because I just dominated. But I wasn't as – cheesing as I was the first time I won in the series. Like the first time I won, and I just couldn't. I was so pumped because it was a long time coming.
Mm-hmm.
Today I was like, yeah, I should have won. I should have won like four other times this year. So it was a little bit disappointing that it's only my second win.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Congratulations.
Thank you. Moving on.
Let's go in the
huddle. This is what I was worried about. This is my nightmare.
All right. So ESPN is acquiring the NFL Network and other National Football League media assets, including Red Zone. So I've been a part of companies that have been acquired before. Sometimes it goes well. Sometimes it doesn't go very well. What is your take on this?
Like I said, I understand it from a business perspective. It makes a lot of sense. I hate it from a consumer, you know, standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
I like having both of those options. I like what the NFL Network brings. On the days that I get a chance, or I'll watch a rewind of Good Morning Football clips or something like that. They've got a good product. I don't want to see either side of this become what the other one is. And hopefully they can keep each other's at arm's length and keep that relationship as far apart as possible.
In the last year, ESPN has in some way acquired two of the better products in sports programming. The Red Zone,
mm-hmm.
and the NBA Tonight. Is that what the name of the TNT show was? Dylan,
yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Charles Barkley.
Inside the NBA.
Inside the NBA. Ernie Johnson. They've acquired two of the better sports entities that we've ever had, because the Red Zone is phenomenal. And I do not see how they do not destroy them, because that's what they do.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They will flood the zone with their agenda of their personalities. And they want to do things their way, and there's no way they don't screw this up. And it just pains me, because I've always been an ESPN guy as far as watching it, and it's tailed off, but there's no way they don't do what they do to everything else, which is ruin things.
I know, and you know what, it not only stinks as far as a consumer of NFL stuff, but I if you're a baseball fan or a fan of some of the other sports that they don't cover as much, it's only going to get worse when
mm-hmm.
you start having the crossover money and things like that, they're going to be less likely to cover things that you want them to cover that are not the two mainstream things they do, which is the NBA and the NFL.
Well, that's the thing for me, is they have, because of their new rights deal with the NBA, it's helped them. They push NBA so heavy from like late September, when I think camp and stuff's going on, until middle of July. Almost to the point where they try to overshadow football during football season. They can't, but they try. How are they going to handle that? Because it's now conflicting interests, right?
Yeah.
More than ever.
I can't remember the girl's name, too. They also, you talk about picking up properties that they think are worthwhile. They hired the girl that was the Penn State, the one that does all the TikToks and the Instagrams for Penn State. I can't remember her name to save my life. Keeney, I think, might have been her last name.
Mm-hmm.
But they've made her, a digital, for them, as
Katie
far as
Feeney.
Katie Feeney. She's done a lot of things that people will notice on Instagram. They hired her here recently. So, I don't know. I miss the days of Baseball Tonight and RPM Tonight. Call me old fashioned. I love those shows, and you're just not going to ever see that kind of product again from ESPN.
It had the two.
The two, yeah, because it was on the deuce.
Yeah.
Well, moving on, the NFL has suspended Vikings wide receiver Jordan Addison for the first three games of the season for violating the league's substance abuse policy. That does affect a game with the Falcons. It's Chicago, Falcons, and the Bengals.
Good that it affects a game with the Falcons. I hate this for him. I hate that he – well, I don't hate that he's being punished for something he shouldn't have done, but I hate that he was at that point in his life, and I hope he's learned from that lesson. That said, this is the worst thing ever for a rookie what is essentially a rookie quarterback in J.J. McCarthy, who there are questions about how ready he is to start this season as the starter. I mean, Diana Rossini was talking about it yesterday on a national radio show about how a lot of people feel like they're hyping him up, the team is, to make him seem more ready, because he's not.
Yeah, and the other thing is Justin Jefferson already has a little bit of a hamstring issue, so he's not throwing to him in camp right now. I will say this. Let me just bring Falcons fans around on this, and I think most people realize this. We've had, as Falcons fans, a little bit of luck over the last couple of years missing some of the more elite players on the schedule. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Micah Parsons of the world and things like that. We've already talked about week one against the Buccaneers. Won't have Tristan Wirfs, Chris Godwin. Now you're starting to get into Jordan Addison the world. Justin Jefferson, like I said, has a hamstring right now. I'm sure that he'll be fine by the time it comes to week two. But it you start going, man, Jordan Addison, what do you have, three touchdowns against us last year? It's like, oh, okay, I'll take that for right now. It stinks for him, like you said. It's bad news for the Vikings fans, but good news for us.
Works out for us. All right, so Browns rookie quarterback Shedeur Sanders, he is expected to start Cleveland's preseason opener against the Panthers.
Let's see. Pickett's still dealing with stuff, right?
Yeah.
Flacco is the starter.
Presumptive starter right now, yes.
Gabriel's dealing with stuff.
What's he got going on?
He's got like a hamstring or something.
Okay. All right.
And Pro Bowl quarterback Snoop Huntley is just signed.
Right.
So I would expect Shedeur to play the first half and Snoop to play the second. It's smart because, remember we were talking about yesterday, why would you sign Snoop if you're going to take reps away from Shedeur? Maybe some of that was to play play in that preseason game.
Because sure.
If they don't know what Gabriel
gotta
is.
Got to have an emergency option as well, and so, kind of given the circumstances.
But I think it's an opportunity for Shedeur to kind of prove what he understands in the offense and that he can go out there and execute. And it doesn't matter who it's against.
It's not just an opportunity. This is the opportunity. Like this, Shedeur will never get a better chance unless he shows out. We'll never get a better chance to show up again as far as the quarterback. I mean, you go out and you play well and the operations are well and good things like that. You start, you know, kind of getting more reps in these situations. But if it doesn't go well and you're a fifth-round draft pick quarterback, things can go south in a hurry. So he's got to take the bull by the horns given this scenario and step up to the plate.
Well, we got to pause on In the Huddle. We'll do part two on the other side because we have more stories about smelling salts, Travis Hunter. Those are two different stories there. Plus, we've got mic'd up on the way. It is Which One Wednesday. So think about this. Which elements would you rather brave here at Falcons training camp? Extreme heat, like 100-degree days, or rain, like we've been having all week? Think about it. We'll talk about it next with The Morning Shift, live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift live from Falcons Training Camp at Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Which One Wednesday is coming up shortly. We've also got part deux of In the Huddle.
That's one way to put it.
But right now, Mike's missing his pants.
Whoa.
Hey, yo.
Back down. If my wife is listening, I don't know what she's talking about. We were having this conversation earlier about how we're, you know, kind of all getting suited and ready for, Friday's preseason game down at the Benz and getting ready for the pregame show, which you'll hear myself and Squid Billy on a couple hours prior to kick for that. And I was like, man, I was looking at my closet and I was going, I can't find my slacks that I usually wear to the pregame show. Like, where's my slacks at? And I was like, I'm missing like three different pair of slacks. My wife's like, hey, yeah, didn't you get them dry cleaned? I'm like, yeah. And she said, did you ever pick them up? No, I definitely did not. A solid. They've been at the dry cleaner. So I'm hoping, shout out to them, that they didn't, you know, give them all the goodwill yet. Because we're going to find out later today. Because I'm going to go pick them up.
I do wonder what the timeline is for that. Because you know they give them away at some point. But is it a year? Is it 6 months?
Do they have, like, in their computer system, like their scanner thing, does it pop up and say, hey, these have been here for 3 months? Maybe they just don't know.
I mean,
maybe
there's just probably a date on the tag. I think it's that.
Being like, how often they check the tags and run the little, you know, thing all the way around the room. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, check this date. Now that one's been here for 3 months. I wonder if, like, it just pops up with, like, a red. And it's like, hey, these are still here, and they have been here a long time. My God, whose pants are these? These things are massive.
They probably do a once a quarter clean out of people that haven't came and gotten stuff. So every quarter, they probably might, you know, I would imagine, because you can't just be keeping people. You know how many people don't go back for stuff? I mean, you just can't be keeping random people's clothes in your store. I mean, you got to get rid of that stuff.
Got to call them as soon as they open this morning and be like, hey, man, just checking. Just checking to make sure my Adidas golf slacks are still there.
I swear you're going to walk in and they're wearing your pants.
Hey, you guys.
Dragging the floor.
This is going to sound rude, but because you said something that made my mind went one way. It's normal. Do you think you should pay less or more for sizes? Hear me out. Like, when I go to Planet Smoothie and I get a medium, it costs more than a small. So if I order a medium shirt, why should it cost the same as a large shirt? Because there's less material.
I think Mike and I are going to be on opposite sides of this.
Because it's no offense, but I know that there's
should
sometimes.
I pay more for my plane ticket too? You want me to do that? You want me to pay more for my plane ticket? I'm taking up more space on the airplane?
No, because you're only taking one seat. And you're not getting a larger seat.
What, right. My lungs are bigger. You want me to pay more for the air I'm breathing in the airplane cabin?
No,
that,
you're still
I should be
just,
taxed on that
no,
too.
No, but you're using materials.
Unbelievable.
You're still
this
only
going
to get one Biscoff cookie. So like,
look, just because y'all are both pocket sized, okay? Like, it's not.
I'm just saying, why should I pay?
Unbelievable.
Why should
this
I
guy.
Pay the same price for a medium shirt when you get the same shirt?
Well, look at it this way.
And in double X, and you pay, and there's more material being used.
Honestly,
like
you should pay
food.
More for your plane ticket because you are paying for a higher level of comfortability than I am. I'm absolutely miserable in most plane seats. So you're like, you're really, really comfortable in your plane seat.
I'm not even,
maybe you should pay more for that.
I'm not even talking about plane seats.
Well,
I'm talking about.
There with all that. Yeah.
I mean, now you. Okay.
Go ahead and let it out, man.
No.
I'm just saying, if we're going to start this, we're going to go by thread count.
I'll just stop. No. But it's real thing. When I go get, if I want a bigger smoothie, I got to pay more for it. So why?
You know what? I think Tinker needs to think long and hard about whether or not he's going to remain in Squid Nation after this conversation, because Tinker's always shouting out that he's a 3X kind of guy.
Hey, Tinker's my guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I don't know, man. You're walking a fine line. That's all I'm saying.
No, it was just a random question.
Okay.
I mean, I think people have thought about it before.
Of course they thought. I've thought about it
before.
Doesn't
make me hateful.
I've thought about it
real.
Before because I don't use as much material.
Yeah.
You know, if I were going to make myself a dress, I'm not going to buy as much fabric as someone who's a little bit larger than me. So I understand your point. The plane thing,
I don't know about that.
Seat. I don't agree with that because it's the same size plane seat for everyone. But we can get into that in the wake-up call. Right now, we got to go in the huddle. Yes, this is the second part of In the Huddle because there is so much news coming out. So wide receiver Keenan Allen has reached a deal with the Chargers.
Yeah.
Good?
I was like, okay, she's playing audio. Like, I was like, here comes some audio right now.
Yeah.
She led into it like she was playing audio. I love this. And I think that Dylan did a good job talking about this earlier. He's like, you know what? You might want to take a flyer in terms of, you know, your fantasy football teams this year. The Quentin Johnstons of the world, obviously you expect a ton from that offense out there. They have Amarion Hampton, who will obviously be their starting tailback. And I just think this is going to be a really, really good team. I think the Chargers are going to be a really, really good team in terms of the way they're able to play football this year. They just look like a team who's coming together in all the right places at all the right times. So hopefully they can get it pieced together for him because he's a legend in my mind.
Yeah, so some news broke yesterday that the NFL has banned smelling salts. And now George Kittle is not a fan of this situation.
George, hello, friend. How are you?
I honestly just came up here to air a grievance.
Oh.
Our team had a memo today that smelling salts and ammonia packets were made illegal in the NFL.
Wow.
And I've been distraught all day.
Okay. Illegal?
He even said he's not practicing anymore.
I considered retirement.
Yeah.
So they bring that back
for George Kittle.
We got to figure out a middle ground here, guys. Somebody help me out. Somebody come up with a good idea.
Send
Fred,
an email.
On you.
Airing of grievances.
Yeah, that's all I had to get out there. I'll get that off
my chest. Before every drive is a smelling salt?
I'm an every drive guy.
In between every play, he pulls out the salt. Well, it feels like the energy's still out here, though.
Definitely, yeah. But I miss those already.
Well, they haven't been outlawed at practice.
My job in 2010, with the NFC South champions, we started all five offensive linemen through all 16 games. My job was to get the smelling salts and put them in a Dasani bottle. Put a little wristband around the Dasani bottle so nobody could see what was in the Dasani bottle, and it looked like everybody was just taking a sip of water up and down the bench. They were smelling the Dasani bottle because it had about 8 smelling salts that were packed inside of this thing, and then you put the lid on. It sounded like a Sprite when you take the lid off.
Wow.
That kind of thing. It would wake you up, but it's probably a good idea that it's going by the wayside here because no telling how many brain cells that thing, you know, tacked on.
Have you ever seen the new Mad Max? Not the newest one, the one with Tom Hardy out, like Fury Road or whatever.
No.
They had those little guys, the little bad guys, the Blood Boys, what they call them.
Okay.
It felt like ether. They would spray it in their mouth, and it would, like, give them fuel. That's what I see the smelling salt. Sorry, George Kittle. What?
There's a long path to get home there.
Didn't
know where we were going.
It hurt. If you guys had ever seen if you never watched a movie in your life, I mean,
sorry,
my goodness.
I haven't seen Mad Max Fury Road.
It's really good.
Okay.
It's got Tom Hardy in it, man.
Yeah.
Came out a few years ago. Won an Oscar or two.
It won an Oscar or two?
Yeah, it won an Academy Award. I think one of them was for, like, special effects and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, what do I know? I only watch Academy Award winning movies, and you don't.
All right. It sounds like you guys are ready for a heated debate. Let's go ahead and jump to Mic'd Up.
And like Allie said, it is Which One Wednesday. Before I hand the baton over to her to set up the questions, just want to remind you guys that today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. There is no debate about the best wings in Atlanta. They are at Buffalo's Cafe. So there you go.
Solid. All right. Well, it is Which One Wednesday, so I'm going to throw some questions at you. You guys get to debate this out. Which elements would you rather brave here at Falcons training camp? Extreme heat, like 100-degree days, or the rain we've been having all week?
I'll go ahead and go rain because it's not – I'm not just sweating profusely, and then that affects other areas when you walk around a lot and everything. I mean, so I got wet feet. Who cares?
Yeah, I was going to say the biggest challenge of the rain, at least from a football player perspective, is getting your stuff dry before the next practice.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the actual which one you'd rather play in, you'd much rather play in the rain. And I still feel that way as we sit out here and do radio. I'd much rather be – you can always wear a rain jacket or a poncho. You can't walk around with an air conditioner, up your sleeve. So it is what it is.
That's a very good point. Okay, which one would you rather see in the preseason game against the Lions this Friday? A surprise breakout performance from a rookie or a nice dominant opening drive from the offense?
Ooh.
Mike, you start this one.
I'm going to go with a breakout performance from a rookie because I think that'd be more indicative of how you're going to do in the regular season. If James Pierce comes out and gets two sacks in the first half, I'm like, yes, yes, we're going to be able to do some things, even though you don't know what, you know, kind of talent he's going up against. But if Easton Stick comes in and leads him down the field, okay. Like, I don't know, okay. I don't know what that really does for you in the regular season. I guess operationally and as far as Zach Robinson go, it'd be nice, but I think you'd feel better about the actual season if you got a breakout performance from a rookie.
Well, watching as much preseason football as I have, a nice sustained drive is always entertaining because it might be the only one the entire game. That
or,
said,
or preseason, like all of them.
Yeah. That said, I would really love to see James Pierce have a or Jalen Walker or one of those guys have a breakout performance, because I was telling Mike yesterday, when James Pierce was going against Jordan Williams and he kind of dominated him, I said, how many times have we went to a game where it's like, hey, we should get some sacks today. They're on their third string left tackle, and then there's nothing. And so it would make me feel better just to, you know, hey, maybe that's
happened like
change.
Three times last year where it's like, oh, backup lineman coming in. It's ought to be, yo, we ought to eat here. No sacks.
Dude, it happens like three times every year, I feel like. It's very frustrating.
Yeah.
All right, which Falcon would you want helping you move a couch up three flights of stairs? Caleb McGarry or Jake Matthews?
I'm gonna go Caleb McGarry. And here's why. I just think he would carry the couch by himself. and Jake, I think Caleb would get mad at me, like, just get out of my way. Let me do it. And Jake would be like, hey, just pivot.
I think that I'd rather have Jake. Caleb strikes me as the kind of guy that would put the corner of the couch through the wall and not really care. You know, he'd be like, oh, it'll be all right. You know, they'll patch that right up. Jake would be more of like, all right, let's make sure that we don't damage the walls on the way up. So yeah. I'd take Jake in that.
That's a good call. Yeah.
Well, we are looking ahead to 2026 with the Braves. So which one would you rather the Braves try to find a deal for in the offseason, Bo Bichette or Dylan Cease?
I'd go Bo Bichette. And I've brought his name up numerous times on the show. I just think that he fills, you know, you need to fill this offseason. And I just don't know how much other wiggle room you have offensively, right? So when you look at Nick Allen, who's obviously been great at shortstop, but you've got to find a bat and not just have a black hole there at shortstop. So I would say, because you don't have wiggle room anywhere else offensively, that I would go with the shortstop.
I'm not trying to give a non-answer, but I would take either at this point, because it means that they're actually spending money in the offseason trying to make the team better. And either one makes you better than you are right now. And obviously starting pitching is at a premium these days, considering your entire starting rotation from opening day is now on the IL as we speak.
Well, let's end this with a fun one. Which one is the bigger red flag? Someone who claps when the plane lands, or someone who FaceTimes in public with no headphones?
Oh, dude, I got the FaceTime one drives me up the freaking wall. Up the wall.
Here's the deal. The clapping when you land seems to be like, I don't take it as sarcastic as maybe that person has an anxiety and they're just happy they're still alive and they don't feel, they feel thankful. If you're FaceTiming in public, you're the blank hole. You're a selfish.
Dude, I can't handle that. I'm sure we have listeners that do that. I'm just telling you, from where I'm sitting, I don't want to hear your conversation. I really don't. I'm good on that.
The worst is when you walk in the bathroom and there's a guy in a stall on speakerphone. Hey man.
Do you remember the conversation we were having like a year and a half ago? I had jury duty, and in the waiting room outside of the actual courtroom, there was a guy the entire time. I'm talking about like an hour and a half. FaceTimed with his girlfriend, an hour and a half. I was like, does she not have to go to work or something? Like, what are we do? I should not know the entire history of every generation of both of your families by the time you got off the phone.
What were those things that used to go in the air? The little Bluetooth pieces.
That's what they were called. That,
yeah, little Bluetooth speakers.
When they first came out, the mall was still a thing, right? And I'm in the food court line to get some bourbon chicken, and I hear him, so what's up? And I'm like, hey, this guy. And I go,
nothing, man.
I go, I don't know, what's going on? And then he turns and looks at me and goes, I'm on the phone. I'm like, Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Bo made a friend in line, he thought. Oh, man.
I'm just like, do I know this guy?
Oh, man.
Well, gotcha. Coming up, we have the wake-up call on the way. 404-726-0929. You can jump on the show with us right now. Ask your Twistons questions via Twitter if you want to. Now, yesterday, Phil Steele was on with us saying that Penn State is the team to watch this year. Call us, tell us why he's wrong and your team is going to win. Also, is there ever a reason to FaceTime in public without headphones?
Public pet peeves, man. I got to hear them. I got to hear them now.
Public pet peeves. Call us now, 404-726-0929 or on Twitter at 929MorningShift. That's the wake-up call. It's next, live from Falcons Training Camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.